Praise be Jesus and Mary. So in today's gospel, there's a lot of symbolism taking place. Right? The crowds are pressing upon our Lord to hear the word of God. Really, that's the first thing that we should learn from this gospel, is how eager we should be to hear the word of God. Okay, they are pressing upon Jesus. They know that he has worked miracles. They have heard the truth of his doctrine, and they're pressing upon him, following wherever he goes, just to hear the words from his lips. And so our Lord sees two boats, okay, moored by the lake, and the fishermen had left them. They were washing their nets. Now our Lord gets into one of the boats. Which one? The one that was Simon Peter's. Now the boat is a symbol of the church, right? And the fact that our Lord gets into Simon Peter's and tells, you know, he has him go out a little bit from shore and he sits down and begins to teach means that true doctrine is preached only from the church of which Peter is head, right? This is one of the various references in the gospel which makes it clear that there is only one true church of Christ, and that true church is the one that has Peter as head, right? Currently, the Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis. That's how we can know if we're in the one true church and that we are guaranteed the true doctrine of Christ. So the boat is the church, and Christ sits down and he's teaching the crowds. But then at a certain point, when he's done, he asks Simon Peter to put out into the deep. Right, this is a phrase that the popes have used throughout the centuries to refer to the missionary aspect of the church, duke in altum, put out into the deep, that the church must go forth and evangelize to catch many fish. And so he commands Simon, or he asks him, to cast the net, to take some fish. And now Peter answers, "We've been laboring all night, and we haven't caught anything. But at your word, I will lower the net." Notice that the fish taken do not depend solely on our own efforts, but first and foremost on the grace of God, on divine help. And we must be obedient to the voice of God if we expect to bear spiritual fruit. Right? So the same thing with regard to the Pope, bishops, priests, we all need to be obedient to the voice of Christ and his legitimate representatives if we expect to catch many fish in the net. And of course, the net is a symbol of the word of God, the truth of the gospel. The fish represent those who convert, okay, and are caught, so-called, caught up in the truth. They are brought down from the depths and darkness, okay, of sin and error, and brought up into the light and into the boat, which is the church. All right? Now notice these fish, and they are going to suffer and die. Okay, so being brought close to Christ and being brought into union with Christ requires a suffering and death to sin and to ourselves. And this is not an easy path. Okay, our Lord never promised an easy road. But St. Paul teaches us something in today's epistle, how we should regard the sufferings and trials that the Christian soul necessarily encounters on his path toward heaven. He says this in his letter to the Romans, "I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us." Right? This is a very important part of our spiritual life. When we encounter trials and difficulties in obeying the commandments, when we encounter sufferings in fulfilling our duties according to our state in life, when we struggle to practice virtue, we should call to mind this fact that the difficulties that we encounter, are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. That is, God is not outdone in generosity. And that relatively little bit which he asks us to bear will be compensated for, our Lord says in the gospel, 100-fold in this life and life eternal in the next. And we really don't think about this very often. Okay? We're so content to satisfy ourselves with the things of earth that we barely are capable of raising our minds to things of heaven, to think of eternity. And so for this reason, we're weak in our struggle, in our path of sanctification. We should think of, as St. Paul says, the prize to come, the glory that God is going to give us if we remain faithful and persevere and struggle and fight as soldiers of Christ and his followers should. Okay, so take courage, okay, take courage, because our Lord has promised us great glory if we persevere. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.